The summer of love was over, but in the fall of 1967, a new musical tried to capture its essence. Hair began its run at a small theater in New York City. And as Jeff London reports, it became an international sensation.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen.
The hair was getting longer. People were burning their draft cards to protest the war in Vietnam. Rock and roll was getting psychedelic. A whole counterculture was erupting. And it was all there on stage.
There aren't that many moments where the theater becomes that immediate, where you feel like the theater is suddenly showing you the life around you.
Oscar Eustace is artistic director of the Public Theater, where Hair had its premiere 40 years ago this October. Back then, you could walk out the door and step right into the center of the hippie movement in the East Village. Eustace thinks Hair captured that moment perfectly.
The amazing thing is that when it does happen, you don't feel like, oh, that's just like my life. You go, oh my God, that's like my life.
Hair was a freewheeling, some say sloppy, collage of the counterculture. It used a lot of experimental theater techniques, and actors mingled with the audience. There was a story of sorts, with a central character named Claude, who's torn between the hippie lifestyle and his sense of duty to his country. At the end of the play, he cuts his hair and is shipped off to Vietnam, where presumably he's killed.
Where do I go? Follow the river. Where do I go? Follow the gulls.
Hair was the brainchild of a couple of actors, the late Jerome Ragney and James Rado, who says the two spent a lot of time down in the village.
We wanted to bring the message of peace and love and some of the ambiance of the hippie atmosphere, which was amazing to be around, and the majority of people were never around it, so I think that it was successful in that because people came to the theater and thought they were actually seeing hippies, real hippies on stage.
I got life, mother. I got laughs, sister.
Until he wrote Hair, composer Galt McDermott was one of those people who'd never met a hippie. So while Rado and Ragney handed him lyrics, they also gave him an education.
So they explained, they took me down to the village. And I began to listen to it, but I wasn't paying much attention to the hippie movement. I was just interested in what they were writing, because their lyrics were great.
When the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars.
In 6 short months, Hair moved from the Public Theater off-Broadway to the Biltmore Theater on-Broadway. It became a phenomenon, and not just because many members of the cast took their clothes off at the end of the first act. Natalie Moskow was 17 years old at the time, making her Broadway debut. She wasn't in the chorus. She was a member of a hippie tribe.
Well, everyone was in the tribe. The whole point is we were a unit. And there was a power in getting your message across if it was a collective message, reaching the collective consciousness of the audience. And that was a very important part of a piece that was trying to address the growing consciousness about the illegality of the war in Vietnam.
What do we want?
Peace!
Or when do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Freedom!
And when do we want it?
Now!
Hair ran for over 4 years on Broadway, and companies sprouted up not just across the states, but around the globe. And at a time when music from Broadway seemed increasingly irrelevant, its rock tunes were all over the airwaves. The Broadway cast album was a bestseller, and there were hit singles like The Fifth Dimension's Age of Aquarius.
This is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius.
This weekend, the Public Theater will be presenting a concert production of Hair for free in Central Park. Diane Paulus is directing the show, and she says, in many respects, the show still feels fresh.
You know, the music doesn't feel dated. The music just feels like the funkiest music, the greatest rock and roll, the greatest beat.
Galt McDermott will be playing keyboards on the bandstand this weekend, and James Rado has been sitting in on rehearsals, telling the young cast what it was like to live through the Age of Aquarius. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is NPR.